And I'd like now to welcome Tom Ross. He is owner of the Tom Ross Gallery, which until, a day or two ago was called the Han Ross Gallery Canyon Road.
Just put up the sign 2 days ago, as a matter of fact.
Excellent.
So the change.
Well, welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Great. Thank you for having me here.
Now, you are here partly because, let's put it this way, reports of your retirement have been greatly exaggerated. We had a guest on the show, I think it was last week, the wonderful Ted Flicker, who is showing at a gallery next door to you, who said that he was under the impression that you were retiring, and we wanted to correct that impression.
Yeah, I'm far from retiring. Actually, just bought out my partner in both the building and the business, and basically feel very reinvigorated and making some changes at the gallery. But we've been in business 23 years, and I'm hoping to be in business 23 more.
What kind of art do you show at the gallery?
Well, you know, it's contemporary, but it's not non-objective. I would say there's a little bit of surrealism. I think the work tends to be that even though it's representational, it kind of leaves representation and goes somewhere else.
So you have been 23 years on Canyon Road?
Yes.
What kind of changes have you seen that road, the art road of the city and the art road of the West in some ways? What kind of changes have you seen it go through?
Well, you know, I've seen both positive and negative changes. Early on, I think there was sort of more traditional Western art there. Then there's come more international and contemporary art has happened more recently. But there's been a lot of things that have changed that I'm disappointed about, like Artisans, the great, you know, art store that used to be there for years is no
I
longer
know.
There.
I know. It's not there anymore.
And Celebrations Restaurant. So there was kind of a hominess that used to be there that's not there.
I love Artisan's new store, though, down on Cerrillos Road.
Yeah, it's a terrific store.
It's huge.
Yeah,
and they've got a giant snake.
Yes, the snake scares me and my daughter as well.
Yeah.
So anyway, and then, you know, I basically started out on Gypsy Alley, which is this tiny little alley off Canyon Road that was kind of almost a little complex of apartments. A lot of midlife artists trying to reinvent themselves and, you know, would be selling their paintings out of their little apartments. And things like that don't exist anymore. So
right.
There's kind of a sadness that that doesn't exist anymore.
Are you an artist yourself?
I am, yeah.
What's your own work like?
Well, I started out as a children's book illustrator and writer. So, and I did a few books that I illustrated a few books and wrote a few books. But since taking over the gallery, you know, it's hard to spend much time on my art, but it's definitely more illustrative than, you know, fine art.
I was going to say, you probably don't have a whole lot of time to do your own work if you're busy running a gallery on Canyon Road.
Yeah, no, and I keep on trying to move there. So, you know, I actually have a few days off, so I'm hoping to get back to that.
Anything else you want to let people know about?
Well, I'll just say this is kind of strange. We're basically keeping most of the same artists, but I'm looking for one spectacular artist to add to the gallery.
Ah.
So spectacular is the word, and we're open to look at things. It might be best.
Do you care if it's painting or sculpture?
Primarily, I'm looking. Well, I'm looking. I could look for both a painting and if there's any outdoor sculptor, I'd be interested in seeing that work as well. But
spectaculars, ladies and gentlemen out there, the Tom Ross Gallery on Canyon Road.
And let me say this as well, just so I don't get inundated with portfolios sent to me. It's probably best sending images to my email. And my email has not changed yet in terms of the name from Tom Ross to Han Ross. So it's HANROSS. #1@earthlink.net.
Excellent. Well, Tom Ross of the Tom Ross Gallery, formerly Han Ross Gallery, thank you so much for being with us.
Great, thank you.